Thank you. Now, as Brian was telling us earlier, it's looking increasingly unlikely that Grace O'Sullivan will be re-elected to the European Parliament, meaning that the Green Party will lose all its MEPs here. They've already lost around half their seats in the European Parliament and over half their council seats here too. Earlier today on this station, Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly, who failed to take a seat in the European elections, said it was a misstep by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to attack their party during the election campaign. Their leader, Eamon Ryan, told Primetime at the weekend it was inappropriate and wrong. The Green Party's Director of Elections was Oisín Smith. He's also a Minister of State and he's in our Oireachtas studio today. Oisín Smith, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Your vote from 2020 cut in half, your vote from 2019 cut in half, your number of councillors cut in half and no MEPs. What went wrong?
Well, we had a green wave in 2019 and we had an all-time high. That has receded somewhat and we're in government at the moment, which reduces our transfers a little bit. We're still transfer friendly, but we have had a reduction. Now, we've had, for example, with the councillors, we've had our second highest number of councillors ever in our history. So it's only second to our green wave in 2019. And I am still hopeful that Grace O'Sullivan can be retained. I'm really sorry Kieran Cuff lost his seat. He was an incredibly strong MEP, but he does have 30 years of experience as an elected representative, and I fully expect that he'll be back in office shortly in some other form. I think that there has been a lot of anti-green agenda pushed by both conservative and right-wing parties, and I'm sorry that's happened, and a little bit of that has stuck, and I think that has been enough to that combined with being in government, I think has been enough for Kieran Cuff to lose his seat.
Yes, you mentioned about being in government being difficult for transfers, but Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael transferred to each other quite well during this election. How much did attacks from your coalition partners contribute to one in two of your voters leaving you behind?
I think it's only minor, I think, to that extent. I think that I think that people still want what we're offering. They still want renewable energy. They want cheap public transport. They want to protect nature. They know it's got a value. So what we have is not going away. The policies that we are championing are the same ones that we have been champions of since the 80s. And I think that we'll certainly return. We're not doing well in Ireland in bringing people into the European Parliament. But across Europe, it's a mixed picture, and we have done better in some countries.
Well, across Europe, about half the MEPs have gone. It's gone from around 70-odd to around 50-odd. Those comments from Regina Doherty to Kieran Cuff on the primetime election debate that the Greens have, quote, turned Dublin into a spaghetti junction of cycle lanes that have divided the city like East and West Berlin. Now, you and Pascal Donoghue of Fine Gael told a news conference shortly afterwards that all was good within government. And then Sunday, your party leader brings those comments up again and says they were inappropriate and wrong. Who's right here? You or your party leader?
Yeah, at that press conference with Pascal Donoghue, he said he disagreed with Regina Doherty and he pointed out that cycle lanes are vital infrastructure that protect children going to school.
So why did your party leader bring them up again on Sunday?
So, I mean, it was a ludicrous thing to say by Regina Doherty. I think, if anything, it probably helped Kieran Cuff to get votes. I think that comparing a cycle lane to the Berlin Wall is just, you know, I mean, it's not a persuasive thing to say.
Yes, but if all was okay, Oisín Smith, why did your party leader raise it publicly on Sunday and privately with party leaders shortly afterwards?
You'd have to ask him that. I actually don't think that Berlin Wall, spaghetti junction, cycle lane thing from Regina Doherty cost us votes.
Well, she said East and West Berlin. She didn't say Berlin Wall, to be fair.
She said it divided like East and West Berlin. Okay,
yes.
Right, okay.
Has your party leader received assurances that your coalition partners are not going to attack your party in a general election campaign?
I think that was an isolated incident, to be honest.
Has he asked?
I very much doubt that Regina Doherty went to the party leaders or that it was a Fine Gael or a Fianna Fáil policy to compare Dublin to East and West Berlin.
Has Eamon Ryan asked Micheál Martin and Simon Harris that those parties won't attack your party in the general election campaign? Has he asked for that?
I think I don't know what he said. I wasn't present at that, but I think he laid down that he wasn't happy about those kind of comments. I think, look, I work very well with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I don't think there's a general problem here. I would be very unhappy if that did start to happen. But in general, I think that would be a vote loser for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael if they start to attack green infrastructure, if they start to say they want to make it dangerous for children to cycle to school, fuel, if they want to remove solar panels from roofs, if they want to remove public transport. I think if they push that agenda, they would actually lose votes. I think that's something that people in Ireland actually
good want. Returns for your party in Dublin, relatively, but not elsewhere. You've only 8 councillors outside of Dublin now. Are you a Dublin party now?
No, we have. We do have councillors now in Limerick, in Cork, in Kilkenny.
Only 8 outside
in
of
Louth.
Dublin.
But yes, we have. We've made greater losses outside of Dublin than in Dublin, and that's because we had a much higher percentage vote in Dublin than we had before. So, for example, in Dunleary, now I've still got 6 councillors. I had 6 councillors at the last time. We have 8 in Dublin City, where we had 10 before. So we are still keeping...
One in Fingal and none in South County. And as I say, just 8 outside of the city.
Yes. And so it is... there is a real problem here. We had very broad support. And perhaps people weren't aware of this. We had 45 councillors who were all across Ireland. We've lost representation in some counties. And we need to get that back. We need to have representation across the country. We don't just want to be a party that represents cities. Okay. And so it's vitally important that we manage to get that back. We need to reboot the party.
Some political commentators have said that discontent over the EU's green policies, including the Green Deal, and what they would say is inequality in how it's applied, is as much, if not more, of a contributor to a lurch to the right across Europe. What's the Green Deal's future now?
Well, you said earlier that the number of Green MEPs had halved, and then you said it went from 70 to 50. So we haven't halved, and there has been a very good representation in some countries.
My apologies, cut by 50%. Apologies for that.
Well, not 50% either. I think it's down 20 out of 70. So we're still a significant force. Having 50 MEPs in the parliament is a strong representation. And I think that if you look at the centre parties across and you exclude the extreme left and the extreme right, that we still have a majority for a strong Green Deal. I mean, even in China, even in the USA, there is a strong push for green infrastructure and for green transition. I cannot believe that Europe, who's at the forefront of this, will walk away to satisfy some far-right people. I don't think that's going to happen.
Oisin Smith, Green Party Director of Elections and Minister of State, thank you for joining us in our Oireachtas studio.